He's a millennial. Try not to hold it against him. Rob Sussman on Delaware 105.9.
Oh, thank goodness I said it right when I said Honduras. I didn't want them to think I was some kind of racist. Because journalists have been, for years now, trying to force the Latin American pronunciations of these countries as though we don't have an English language that we refer to these countries by. 302-839-1059, talk or text. This is something that has always bothered me about how journalists interact. 302-839-1059. Mary says, this caravan marching here appears to have few women and children. It is mostly fighting-age males, organized and well-supplied, marching under a foreign flag, demanding entry into our country. That's called an invasion force and should be dealt with accordingly. You're right, Mary. It is mostly young men. They are organized by certain groups, many of which have active members in the United States. And they are marching with the flags of their countries. It's like they're out there waving Honduran flags and talking about how they're the workers of the world. Don't believe me? Just listen.
Los migrantes.
Los migrantes.
Migrants.
No somos criminales.
No somos criminales.
Are not criminals.
Somos trabajadores.
Somos trabajadores.
Internacionales.
Internacionales.
We are international workers, is what they're saying. Yeah. All right, Max in his car. Mac, what do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah.
Personally, did you call these people communists?
Yeah.
Do you see them carrying a picture of Karl Marx?
You say what?
Karl Marx?
Yeah.
He was, right?
I know him, yeah.
Right? So they're communists. Are you sure they're not socialists?
Well, I mean, they are talking about how they're the workers of the world. I mean, they're
the socialist party, son.
Well, yeah. Oh, okay. First of all, no son. You're not doing son.
They are socialists.
Socialism. Marx said himself that socialism is the first step towards communism. He said it himself. I mean, that's in Marx. That's in the Communist Manifesto.
Well, it's the first step, but it's not.
Right.
You can't equate the two. Now, let me ask you this question: what do we live in?
We live in a mixed economy.
No. What kind of government do we have?
We have a republic.
There you go.
Yeah.
Which means we're in a republic.
Yeah.
Now you're telling these people they can't come here.
You're right.
How many jobs do we have open right now?
6 million?
7.1 as of last night.
Okay. Cool.
So wouldn't they fill that spot? Because we can't?
No, we can.
No, we can't.
Sure we can.
7.1 million jobs.
Open, yeah.
And nobody's taking them. So maybe...
Oh, no, people are... No, I'm not going to let people in. No, absolutely not. If they want to come in, they can do it legally.
Where are you from?
Where am I from?
Indian?
Yeah, 1%. According to my 23andMe results. It's as I mean, you want to see my results? I got them online at facebook.com/RobSussRadio.
But unless you're an American Indian,
right?
We're all from somewhere else, and you're from somewhere.
No,
else.
I'm not. I'm from the United States of America. That's where I'm from.
No, I
am.
Your parentage came from somewhere else.
Yeah, they came from the United States of America. And their parents came from the United States of America.
Here.
No,
immigrants in your family.
I have immigrants in my family, but I am not an immigrant.
That's right. And guess what?
I am not an immigrant.
Immigrants.
Yeah, exactly. They're illegal immigrants coming into this country illegally, and they don't get to come, and they have no right. We have no moral obligation to let them in. What happens when we have more people?
We have a moral obligation. That is
no, we don't.
We don't have a legal obligation.
We have neither a moral nor a legal obligation to do so. We don't have either.
What does the Statue of Liberty say?
Oh, yes, a poem written in the 19th century is our immigration policy. Yeah, no thanks.
What's written on that statue.
It doesn't matter what's written on the Statue of Liberty. It doesn't matter what Emma Goldstein put on the Statue of Liberty. It doesn't matter. The new Colossus does not matter. It's not our immigration law. It's not our immigration policy. A poem. You want to cite a poem at me when we're talking about immigration law? Come on, you got to do better than that, man.
No, you need to do better. You have no moral compass, dude.
Oh, no moral compass? What? So because I want to bring in all of these people who are going to displace American jobs, who are going to displace American votes, who are going to bring in their children, because I want my own country to remain my own country, and I don't think that we need to completely give away our country to foreigners, that's me without a moral compass? I mean, come on. What are you talking about? What are you talking about, man?
Here we go. Foreigners. We're all foreigners, you.
We're not foreigners, man. We're not. I'm not a foreigner. I was born in this country. This is my country. I'm not a foreigner.
You're a naturalized citizen.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I am a natural-born U.S. citizen, a naturalized citizen. You're not even using that word correctly. Dude, you don't know what you're talking about. Naturalized citizens are people who come into this country and then obtain citizenship. That's a naturalized citizen.
I understand.
No, you don't understand because you said it wrong.
Where'd your grandparents come from?
My grandparents were born in the United States.
Where was your great-grandparents born?
One of them was born in Finland. One of them was born in Ukraine. Say what?
Naturalized citizen.
Yeah, they came over here and they did it the right way. They didn't come over the border and do things illegally like these people want to do.
You're not here yet. What do you mean? That's how you get here. You come to the border, you ask to come in, and they let you in. So
these people don't do that. These migrant caravans, they don't do that. These migrant caravans don't do that. They don't. They just walk over the border. They do this every year. They do this every year. There's a group called Pueblos Sin Fronteras, which means people without borders, that come in and bring them in every single year. This is the second time they've done it this year. Dude, look, if you're going to come on my show and parrot this nonsense, you got to know what you're talking about first, man. You got to know what you're talking about first.
They walk back and forth all the time.
That's a problem, dude. That's a problem.
That's not the problem. There's nobody to pick the fruit. Okay,
no, dude, yes, there are. We have robots that can already pick the fruit. The fact of the matter is, when you have these people who are going in and driving down the wages and willing to work for these subpar wages, there's no incentive to automate. We don't need these people. There are other ways to make this fruit. There are fruit-picking robots that are already on the market. We just want to abuse the slave labor of illegal immigrants. Appreciate the call, man. Got to go into the news.
President Trump now presumes Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi is dead. He said the consequences will be very severe if Saudi Arabia was behind it.
It'll have to be very severe. I mean, it's bad, bad stuff. But we'll see what happens.
Vice President Mike Pence.
Well, I can assure you that we're going to follow the facts. And the Secretary of State received a commitment for a thorough and complete investigation by the Saudi government. That'll be completed in just a matter of a few days.
CBS's Weijia Jiang says Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin will not go to an investment conference in Saudi Arabia.
You have many, many media companies, executives, journalists, one by one pulling out of it. And so I think it would have been difficult to explain why, in the middle of all this, waiting for the results of this investigation, he decided to go, which would be a show of support.
CBS News Update, I'm Pam Coulter.